flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't recognize that voice, that's me. The viral interview with NBC, me outside of Governor Tim Walz's home, has taken on a whole new life on TikTok. I did not even have a TikTok account, Steve Thompson. I had to go get one because 938,000 people were looking for the boom lady on TikTok, and I was not there. So now I have a TikTok account, and the people on TikTok, one of the people who saw the interview, they created that little music, Steve, and then other people were like posting the audio. It's crazy what happened with this interview outside of Governor Tim Walz's house. Have you seen it?
Erin, my daughter, and you know her, said, yeah, Shaletta's blowing up on TikTok. I don't have TikTok. So she showed me the whole thing and just told me it's going nuts. And Erin went on to say, and like I say, you know my daughter well.
Yes.
She said, Shaletta needs some sort of role in the Harris-Walz campaign. Now, is that in the works? Have they approached you about creating content for their campaign?
No, they have not, but they should. They have not came to me and asked me to do any content. But you know, Steve, this is the thing about me. This whole presidential, vice presidential stuff, this is a machine. You know, Tim Walz left out of here with a relaxed fit, and he showed up on that stage in a tailored navy blue suit. Those tailors were in that SUV. When he walked out of here, when he left out of here in those black limos, I was standing out. I mean, not the limos, but the black big SUV, Steve. I was standing outside the mansion, and I looked. It was probably about 100 of us out there just waving and wishing him well. You know, people on both sides of the aisle just proud to be Minnesotans and that our governor was picked. And I looked at this man who, you know, he's a Republican, and I said, Tim Walz doesn't belong to us anymore. You know, they whisked him away to go on the campaign trail. And I'm not saying he's not our governor anymore, but this is a machine. They've got that. I looked on one social media post, he was in Detroit, and I blinked, and then he was somewhere else, and I blinked again, and he was in Arizona. And I'm just tell you, I don't want that life.
I don't want that life. Crazy about it. And the president of the United States is the single most powerful elected official on earth. And it's very, very hard to become president of the United States. So yeah, there's a lot on the line, and there's so much money involved. I mean, you heard about the fundraising halls, and if Mr. Trump raised a lot of money, or Ms. Harris raises a lot of money, we hear all about it. You just have no idea how much money is involved in these campaigns and how much they're willing to spend. It's hard to fathom.
It's a lot, and I don't want to be away from my kids like that. you know, and I don't want to put them on a campaign trail. Plus, you know, I like being independent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you
like,
go.
I like having my own business. I like doing my own thing. Now, I could be a consultant. You know, if they wanted me to talk to them about what Black small businesses need, if they want me to talk to them about, you know, autism and how to support families who have kids with special needs, me and you can hop on the jet and we can go talk to them. We can bring Aaron and we can let them know what's going on. But a actual paycheck where they have to pay me a check and I have to do a job for them. Like I have to show up for work. I like setting my own hours and come and go as I please. I'm telling you, Steve, once you have been an entrepreneur, I don't know if you can go back.
Well, you need to capitalize, though, on all the TikTok hits and take advantage of that and promote the causes, like you mentioned, autism, et cetera, to that audience. You're known on TikTok.
Steve, now I'm in Boston right now doing another one of my lock donations. I almost missed my flight leaving Boston because every time I took two steps, somebody was coming up to me saying, "Oh my God, are you the boom lady?" I said, "Who the hell is the boom lady?" They were like, "You the lady from TikTok." Because Steve, I'm the autism mom. I'm the Black business owner. But this boom lady is new. That's like a new thing. And when Aaron told you that this was blowing up on TikTok, she was absolutely right, Steve.
Yeah, well, good for you, Shaletta. It is amazing. Keep up the good work.
Steve, every time we talk, God does something, he turns around and does something even more amazing. Because Steve, you and I were ready to say, "That's enough, Jesus," with the new free RV. We were ready for that. And then God keeps doing more and more and more and more stuff. It's amazing to see. Now, you got your show coming up. I know you're going to be talking about these Vikings.
A little bit because they play their first preseason game, but they're getting underway at 3. We're going to have Doug. We're going to have Tech Talk, Computer Problems in the Spotlight. And then we'll get ready for the Twins and the Guardians. They took 2, and they're within a game and a half of first, and it is Hall of Fame weekend for the Twins. Much more on that coming up.
All right, Steve. I love you, and I can't wait to listen to the show. You all have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.